And they were all gathered in one place. All the apostles and the disciples, the women who followed Jesus. And they were closely gathered because, as you might recall, as Jesus returned to heaven, he told them to wait. Wait. I am sending my Spirit. I am sending the Holy Spirit. And God always keeps God's word. Now, today is a special day. Hasn't it already been in worship as our young people have been leading us? It is in the Church Universal, and here we're celebrating the coming of the Holy Spirit, but also the profession of faith, the confirmation of seven young people who come for confirmation, particularly at the 11 o'clock service, but leadership here also at the 8:30, and we celebrate those here, but also us who are invited to claim our faith as we walk in that faith. Confirmation, you might recall, is never graduation, keep that in mind, but a signpost in a lifelong journey of faith that continues for years to come for all of us. And so it is for our confirmants. Many of us would also recall our own journeys of faith, each with different stories, perhaps a little different, different emphases along the way. But I have to imagine one thread being quite similar: the presence of others in our journeys, the presence perhaps of parents or grandparents, perhaps aunts or uncles, perhaps neighbors or siblings, perhaps church folks, or those you could point to, names you could say that showed you the way or pointed to a place in your faith journey. Those you stood upon, metaphorically, I'm kind of hoping, who pointed you along the journey. When I was a little girl, I can remember being placed on my father's shoulders. I didn't stand on them. I was placed on his shoulders, and I would beg him to allow me to be carried higher on his shoulders. I liked the view from up there. He was a tall man. I liked being able to tightly hold on to his neck. I liked to be able to dunk the basketball from up there. I liked to be able to reach the ceiling. I like the idea of being able to see forever on my father's shoulders. I was sure not only that I could see forever, but that I could infinitely do more than my five-year-old self could do on her own. Our confirmants stand on the shoulders of those who are gathered here, on those who aren't gathered here, and on those who have gone before them. Because we as a community of faith do exactly the same thing. We do much more than we could ever do individually. We, when we stand up and claim our faith, we stand on the faith of giants. A Pentecost church does just that. When we, as a church, see where the Holy Spirit rests upon our sons and our daughters, we stand up recognizing and claiming the gifts that they have discovered that God has given to each of them. So as a church, we've been doing some gifts assessments, but so have our confirmants. They did so at the confirmation retreat at Gretna Glen. They had an opportunity to gather with other confirmands across the conference to learn more about their own faith and discover that they have not only great talents, but also gifts. Gifts that come from the Holy Spirit and are specific to them, the Spirit who bestows them. Too often, at Pentecost, we think about a sweet dove that descends. And when we think about a dove, we think about a lovely dove who descends calmly and rests upon the shoulders of a baby who has been baptized. In nature, if you look at a dove, doves are not nearly that calm or that peaceful. Instead, doves have a target, an intention. They focus and they go with super speed and intention. The Holy Spirit is just like that. Your gifts are given to you quite specifically, poured out upon you and significantly. On the first day of Pentecost, the whole community was gathered, upon the young and upon the old. It was folks in the known world and folks of various knowledge of faith. Each one of them was gifted and sent out with the good news, each one specifically targeted with those gifts. When Peter received the news of the Spirit and was made new, he didn't have all the answers right away. He didn't have to know everything right away. He didn't have to hide it either. He didn't have to sit in a corner and say, I don't know it all. God's Spirit worked through him. That's God's will and God's way. I need to share with you, church, this confirmation class is already filled with the Spirit of God. Do you know in this class here that we have baseball players and we have swimmers? Do you know that we have field hockey players and we have dancers? We have multiple genres here, hip hop, and we have point, and we have lyrical. Do you know that we have musicians? And do you know that we have also folks who have already served in the church? You saw some of it right up here. We have those who've been acolytes and liturgists, those who've been in the sound booth and serving in Vacation Bible School, those who've sung with Praise Works when we had a younger Praise Works teams, those who've done missions, and those who've helped in the office. When they did the gifts assessment, incredible gifts came out. Gifts of compassion and administration. Gifts of prophecy and advocacy. Gifts of organization. There's some humor in this group. I'll let you tell them. I'll let them tell you about that. Some curiosity and incredible insight. This is a confirmation class gifted by the Holy Spirit and a gift to the congregation. So confirmands and congregation, as you receive the blessing of the Holy Spirit on this Pentecost, know that you have been chosen, selected. God's Spirit sends in that way, not willy-nilly or lightly like a breeze, but with the purpose of a dove. To equip you for what is yet to come. Perhaps the challenge of school or the joy of friendship. The trials and tribulations as well as the blessing. Gifted for such a time as this. You and I are given gifts in that way. Not just for ourselves, but for the full of a community. So I urge us together to stand up. We go public with our faith. Peter quotes the passage from the prophet Joel in the Pentecost story. It is our sons and our daughters who prophesy, our young men and women who see visions, our old men and women who dream dreams. In the days in which they shall prophesy. And so as we dream dreams together, let us see a future with hope. God's kingdom on earth. Pentecost is that invitation for us to dream together. When a community of faith quits dreaming dreams, it has little to offer to a wider world. Now, I get it. When any good dream involves adopting a new perspective on what's possible, rousing our creativity to free us from conventional expectations, they help us to see that maybe what seemed outlandish lies just beyond what's out of reach. Maybe I have some freedom from what binds me. Maybe there can actually be some justice. Maybe I can really make a difference. Maybe God's with me even when my struggles don't change completely. The Christian faith has on its roster exceptional dreamers. It always has. Who insist that God makes things possible that other people don't always see. But dreams don't always have to be dramatic. The prophetic task of describing how a new and God-given possibility is coming to life is not restricted to just a couple of people. It's the work of the whole community. So it's everyone out here who stands with you today. We stand with you as you claim your faith. So stand up today. The Holy Spirit urges you on. Stand up as a child of God. The Spirit is bestowing gifts upon you. Stand up to use those gifts and to dream about the future. May the Holy Spirit be abundant upon our sons and daughters. And may we, this job is for us, may we listen as they provide for us wisdom and insight about what God's future is into our future as well. This is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.